there was a discussion about oxygen diminishing with Susanna, and you said it's how you use water. Water will ooze from the earth. The oxygen will be a byproduct. Can you help explain that?
Sure. Okay. The actual question is a non sequitur, because within and without the AO2SO4 formula, there won't be any room for it. It won't stay in play. All right. Do you know cadmium?
What won't stay in play? Oxygen won't stay in play?
Oxygen.
Right?
Oxygen will be eviscerated. It's kind of like when you put real sodium in water or the air. It'll explode, you know, and blow up or cause a fire. It can't stand that position. So then that sodium then is different than the same way. Well, it's an example of how oxygen will react. If you notice, a long time ago when we were doing the Wizard of Oz metaphors that you adored so much, we talked about one day waking up in the sky burning, you know, the sky on fire, all the oxygen burning, kind of wither away. And so it's like that. It's like that. It's another example. But see, that was the dramatic side. That's the croaker version of the stride of life. And now you're asking for the details, which is comes into the fluent end of it.
So it sounds like there will be places as the AL2SO4 is increasing and there's too much oxygen, we'll have air fires?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, no, you'll have oxygen fires, and that's actually going to actually add to the elemental condition. But see, the problem is that you've got a ton of energy found in the water, because that's where all your hydrogen is. There's a lot of hydrogen in the air, but all of it is in the water. And that salt brine holder, it's why you're seeing, you probably haven't seen the different things, but the kids, the Ionauts, have been raging about this, the roads burning. It's like the roads on fire, just blowing, burning, which doesn't make any sense. But it's just that deprecation of charged oxygen. So it's kind of like a spark with jet fuel. It catches a fire. It catches a fire. It's very flammable, as oxygen is very flammable.
But, okay, so this is interesting. I mean, water... Let's say, you know, seawater is H2O and other stuff. But you're saying the oxygen is burning, but then you also say hydrogen is where the energy is. Doesn't
Correct.
It sound like both of them have energy?
Until you remove one. See, that's the problem, because we're fixing to remove the oxygen. And everybody goes, no, Ion, you crazy dog. You can't get rid of oxygen. We've got to have oxygen to live, blah, blah, blah. When that's just not the case, obviously.
Right. So what you're saying is as the oxygen burns, hydrogen's left, and then you've got yourself a hydrogen bomb.
Well, not in the new environment. That'll become the way you live. Hydrogen will be this thing that you use to live with or by. They think it's a good idea. It's a good idea to give cancer patients radium. Let's give them radiation. That'll make them feel better. And same way. And sometimes it applies, because that radiation changes the myoplast, blah, blah, stoma, blah, blah, blah. You know all that foolishness. It changes it so it doesn't survive. So that's the rub. So that's a tiny cosmic example of the big change. But the problem is going to be when you start differentiating the ocean. That's when it's going. We hadn't talked a lot about that. But we are, but we haven't talked a lot about that. Because, see, we were hoping it would thin out. It's kind of like this. Bob's wants everything to happen immediately. And we say it is happening immediately. But it's like falling off a building and it taking 3 weeks. Normally, if you fall, everybody's going to die, they should just be dead and let's move on. Well, if everybody starts dying and thinning out a little bit, some of these other quantitative conditions are easily embraced, like living in a world without oxygen, like shifting and changing the spaceship Earth, to get ready to go back home. So it's a little easier to adopt once you get some of the big stuff out of the way.
Very good. Interesting. Fascinating, even. Okay. Mm-hmm. The new aliens want increased carbon. Why
yes.
does Ion want increased carbon?
Because it appeases them so we can give them a space to be. They will eviscerate you. They will eviscerate you if you don't make a space for them. You
yes.
can't ascend fast enough to overcome the wilds of that dogmatic reference. You can't do it. It's not possible. It's too new. That's the problem, is it's too new. Now, if you were an old hand at it, you know, I mean, it's like you in the lab. You're great at it now. But in the early days, you had to be careful. See what you had so you didn't burn the place down or blow the place up. But now it's just old hat. It's like Mickey.
Okay, J.W.?
Do it.
Just
nope.
before this question
No,
came
it's
in.
Ion. It's Ion.
That's for starters.
Yeah,
you want us to fetch him?
No, listen.
He's sort of wheezing.
No.
Just before this question, you said that's why we got to get rid of the freak. Did you say the freak tree or the freak? Everybody has to die or take a while to die before everything. Did you say freak?
Yeah. We said, no, it wasn't freak. It was the reference. It's an example, a freak example of like falling off a building and it taking 3 weeks. You want it to happen immediately. And we see it as happening immediately. But it's not happening immediately. It's taking time. And it's building to this crescendo, which is ridiculous. And it doesn't go with the narrative that you've laid out. You thought, we're going to wake up, the sky's on fire, everybody's dead, they can't get to the market, there is no market, all this stuff. It's like, you know, like what you present on your Facebook page, you know, like that, just like that, like that.
Yeah.
And it's taken longer for all this coalescing to happen, and it's sort of a freakish event that it's happening so slowly in what you reference.
Oh, okay.
Not
so
quick.
The freakish event is not the anomaly of the event, it's the slowness is the freakish part.
Correct, because it's impossible, because it should have already caused a chain of events. And instead what happens is, instead of everybody getting a gun, now everybody can have a gun. Well, if everybody goes and shoots everybody with a gun, that's half the population right there. Okay, but they're not doing it yet. They're doing it in little pockets, little swirls, and then they kill themselves. I don't know what the point of killing a bunch of people is going to kill yourself. Just going to kill yourself, and you don't have to kill all them other people. It's crazy. That's a sidebar. But those are tactical events that are going to affect Carolyn, because Carolyn's got to stay ahead of this somehow. She's doing really good so far, but she's got to stay ahead of this somehow. Just like if you have an onset or a breakout of, say, the Black Death, she'd have to come up with a pretty good tonic pretty quick to soothe the blistering vessels on the body, pustules on
okay.
the body. She
okay.
would do it.
So we're Wait a minute, Carol. Are we slowing down the event so Carolyn can keep up with it?
We don't want to stay. We would never stay there. We would never stay there. But okay.
And you're talking about the importance of Carolyn in relation to PlaysNet. Is the alien factor important in this?
Well,
or
we have
not
to. Her question was, what, we know what the aliens want. They want carbon. What do we want? Why do we want carbon? We want carbon to put them at bay, so that they will quiet down. Because you can't beat them. There is no beating them.
Right.
Is that
so
the main reason for the carbon? Look, Bob, it's my Seth Ben. Is that the main reason why you want the car? Is that the main reason?
No. It's not the main reason. It's a good reason. It's a significant reason, but it's not the main reason. The main reason is because the carbon is the building block that you have to come back to. Gods are based in carbon.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to the pillar, when we talk about, and you can, this is just for your reference to type in so somebody else will look it up, that when they, in the scriptures, when they describe God with his feet of brass and the white cottony hair and all those different elements that they describe as God, when you combine those, every single one of those elements has a carbon base.
Okay.
Because carbon is the element you can't eviscerate. Do you know you can't destroy carbon? That's why everybody's fussing about the carbon footprint, because it doesn't go away. You can't even change it into something else. You can add something to it, but you can't decarbon something.
Wow. Awesome.
That's why.
Okay.
That the carbon and God are both eternal, and that's the sequitur you're trying to connect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Got it. Next question. Ion mentions CFRP strands, mm-hmm. carbon fiber reinforced polymer strands. And then you said you don't know what carbon is, so you can't judge their field.
Correct.
Can you give me more on that, please?
The field of reference is how they're bond, the bonding of the carbon. Do you know when you have like a plating, the powder coat paints where they add an electric charge to the paint so it bonds to the metal? You know that, and it's like they're adding something to force it to connect, and it actually becomes part of it. So you really have, you can't even hardly beat it off of it. It's like that. If you charge, remember the C's, the building C's, the carbon, and they're in the C's, and you put them together, and you add electricity to it, and it makes the most incredible 100-foot span you can have, and it's stronger than I-beams and all this kind of stuff. Same, that was the same reference to this conversation, where you have to charge that particular carbon, which changes, I say metamorphically, but that's a terrible word. We're not even sure we know what it means, but that's what would be useful to give an example that won't last long of exactly how you're shifting or changing this carbon into, say, it's like changing sugar into a super sugar. There you go. Same thing.
Same example.
You're putting it through a process to eliminate every other opportunity to morph it or force it or forcing the bloom on a bush or a tree. It's not time to bloom, but you're going to create an environment around it to force it to bloom like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me get that. Create an environment to force it to bloom. Okay.
Once again, we're falling off the building really slow to let everything catch up. But I guess Bob mm-hmm. likes it this way because he gets a lot of press. He's getting a lot of press time these days. His boy Biden ain't doing so good. But I guess that's a good thing.
I know.
It's going to force people. Well, now, here's the thing. It's going to force people to come into the Dobbs Quadrant. They're not going to have any other choice because everything else is going to be taken. Everything else is going to be gone. So that's going to be your only choice. So it's going to be ascension by default.
right.
Boy, that's
okay. Well, look
horrible
at
way to say that.
Question.
It's a harder way to say that, isn't it?
Yeah. You can save that for Bob. I don't want to hear about it. Okay, here. Look at this. January 22nd.
That's the same thing that happens in the 12-hour carpet doodle, whatever it is, the mind doodle, whatever it is that we do. That Bob says we should do it for 30 minutes, play the private session, and call it a day. There are things embedded in that. That Bert picks through and sieves out of that and makes little sentences out of it. While we're talking about other crazy stuff.
Okay.
So when the CIA is on it, they're going to go, this man's crazy. What the hell is this? This is nothing. We didn't worry about this.
This business about getting the carbon, doing the experiment, blah, blah, is that creating a carbon nanotube?
If you do it right. It will billow. Yeah. It will. Do you know what? Okay. Now, don't do this. But look up later a mud dauber or a dirt dauber's nest. Do you know that? You may not even know that. A dirt dauber, a mud dauber. It's a little thing. It's like a little waspy looking thing, and it takes dirt and spit and makes it into a tunnel.
Yes.
That's a tube, and that's where they live. And so when you get through, the nanotube is going to look like that, but it's going to be about the size of a very fine insulin needle.
Well, you do know that.
You do know that. 0.4 millimeters. 0.4 millimeters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. And now will the tube have a hollow center?
No.
No.
It'll backfill itself. Mm-hmm. Now, it'll be mm-hmm. hollow when it's made, but it'll pretty instantly mm-hmm. backfill itself. Because, see, this is it won't work that way. The same way your nerves don't have hollow centers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of your tendons so, might, but the nerves don't, you see.
So the carbons sort of circle onto themselves, but then fill in.
Yeah, now that's the 14th ring, Carolyn. That's the inside outside. It has to have an inside outside, but they're sealed. They're sealed.
Wow. So we need this nanotube, as you say, to be proven to get to where we're going, basically.
Right. But I hate to tell you that the Nobel Prize is going to be gone before you win it. Sorry about that.
I don't care.
I know. A good thing. It's good, though. Good to know.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. I'm sure Bob's sleeping through all this, though. He didn't.
Yay, that's good. It's all good, because he'll say we weren't speaking plainly. We love it. We absolutely love it. He makes it so much fun, throwing that candy bar at him. That was the most hysterical thing we ever saw in our life. It was hysterical. It was pretty wonderful.
Okay. Now, I had more words within that question, but I don't think they're valid at all anymore.
Now you got the assignment. So to ask questions about the questions don't help you much. Try this, and then you'll have some questions to clean up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that. Awesome.
And here's the thing that's happening. Here's the things that happen. We said this. Maybe we haven't said it empirically enough. Maybe we've just made like allusions, like Lewis Carroll's down the rabbit hole or through the looking glass and all that kind of stuff. But you can't cleverly come up with these pros without it being based on something. So what we're saying is there are stringed, not theories, but there are stringed worlds. We've been talking about the death and the difference between a dynasty and a kingdom and a this and that. And what's happening, some of this is what's happening, is you're getting some bleed over. These experiences this history that you keep repeating is coming from somewhere. This history that you're repeating is beginning to be stemmed from something. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful, because you've got a great point of order here. And God can travail these surfing positions. No problem. Mm-hmm. They know which world. They know what's up. Others don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, instead of going back to the future, you're going over to the next world next door. The next world next door. And so you can change a world. Okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason you need REM sleep. It can take you down so that you don't get into another world. Otherwise, you would.
Oh.
Or they might say go crazy. That's why you have to shut it down to plug you back in to this place. That's why you want to learn that's why you want to learn the OA movements. So if you get too clever by half and fall off in another way, you have an emergency key to get you back home. Oh, yeah, we did say key. Nobody uses them but you, Carolyn. They are, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Play with them. They're going to get themselves tangled up, though, because what they're happening is playing in the fireplace. Do not play in the fireplace. Do not do it.
Right.
So they're starting to get stung a little bit.
Right. I had the benefit of you giving me so many details, but anybody could have asked you.
Everything was laid out, and everything was laid out, because you never asked unless it was something that we brought up and made a point of. See? See, that's the difference. See the difference? I say, oh, yeah, the sky's blue. What about the sky? Why don't we see the sky as blue? You know, you'd ask the questions to develop it, and then you get into something to find out something. So they had the same capacity. Either they don't know or they don't care. But it's okay.
Okay. Moving on away from them, because we don't care either. So ask Ion if carbon is going to function both as a space and as a chip at the same time. Ion says, certainly, but they're going to look different.
Right.
So space in a chip. Well, can you give me more on that? I think I have an inkling, but it's...
Chips aren't available anymore, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's because they're changing.
I see.
Because they know that this isn't going to work like this anymore, and so there's no reason to put all this into it if it's not going to last until next Tuesday. It's why they don't want to build a new refinery if everybody's going to be dead.
Okay. So that's shifting. So then the question becomes, will the new carbon nanotubes that JW is making provide the chip technology, the quote chip technology?
In essence.
Woo-hoo.
You gotta have a floating head from the Z axis that you don't have yet. But you will. You will. It's
float.
Almost like a crossfire. Yeah, a float. It's got a float. We'll show you.
Okay. And the floating would give you the space and the chip.
And capacity.
Yeah.
So that's how it fits more. That's how you can fit more stuff in a carbon cloud, is because of the float.
I see.
But you didn't ask that either, did you?
No.
That was your free heart. Missy. That was your free part.
Yes. Yeah, are going to die anyway due to the undoing of the begetting. The AL2SO4 undoes the begetting. Is that what closing of the womb is? Is my
It's
question.
An example of it. It's an example of it.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know why Bob isn't yelling, because he's got to be somewhere in a few minutes. He's probably asleep. Okay. And a comment.
He was doing the notes from the Tuesday.
Yeah, right. He's busy. There's a comment I wondered about. The DNA and RNA are the Temple of Solomon, you have said. The temple is made of polynucleotide chains. So if that's
don't pimp that. That's true, but don't pimp that, because that's going to be another side. Because in the Song of Solomon, there's some details in there that we don't want out like that. And that's why we say it, but we always say it in a cheeky thing, like it's some voodoo experiment, so everybody will leave it alone.
Yeah.
But there's more there than you know. There's more there than you know. Because look at what we're saying. We're saying we're giving the science. We're exposing the magic, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most everybody else ain't gonna hear it. But you do. You did. did. That's enough. And because you've opened yourself to a position where you just like, I don't care, I'm just gonna get the words. And then when you go back and start digesting, you're going, holy shit, this is exciting. Wait. And then next thing you know, you're changing. You are literally changing everything, mind, body, spirit, and the world in which we're going to leave in. You're creating a new world in which we will leave in. So, a good day.
Okay. And what was interesting, too, there was it seems you said
Carolyn, what did Diane just say there? You're creating a new world that we're leaving in?
Leaving. Going to ride home.
Leaving.
Yeah. You're going home. So you're creating a new world that you're going to ride home in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice. And that's just the line of what happens. Snowview fluid shift and then the thalamus and hypothalamus kick in, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Just the sequencing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Okay, Carol, I need a better end. Are you still got that topic? Still on the same topic, or what?
One last word here, quick.
Ion wants attention, Carol. He's always pointing out that we could have done this, or we did do it, or something. It's kind of like bragging. He likes to point out no one knows what he's doing, so he said it several times tonight. See what we did? You know, you remember that, Carol? When Ion says that? Yeah, so Ion needs attention somehow. Or why, Ion?
Of course. Because we work for you, and we want you to pay attention, because you don't give your workers adequate praise and attaboys and pats on the back, nice little pats on the back. You're too busy misreading. You're too busy misreading ill-prompted manuscripts that don't apply to any reality that anyone else has ever engaged.
That's how I get our new breakthroughs. So,
that's true.
So you were just saying...